And before we start the Tosis again, I just want to flag something. Maybe we'll come back to it later. Gemara is asking a kashna of Buna. How do you have cheskes abatim? Abatim is the yamama avida, the yamama yediyo, the leilayla lo yediyo. So how do you have cheskes abatim? So we have the teutzim, Rabbi's teretz should be made the yodi, or Rabbi's teretz which are busy now, but the soichim can be made. But upon him, the Gemara is asking this is a kashna of Buna. So we saw that there have been Yoyim and the Ramban, they're both down. Why is it a kashna specifically on Buna? If you only have Eidus in the Yom, you don't have Eidus in the Leilos, it's not only a problem with the Tzufin, it's a problem, you don't have 3 years. You only have, cumulatively, you only have a year and a half. So why is the question only leveled at Funa? So, Rabbi Yoyin and the Rabban, they say two Tirutzim, they both say two Tirutzim. One Teretz, they say, is that since Rabbi Yehuda says it, in the Ramban we also learn similarly, that since the Ikadir is by Yomim and not by Leilos, so Neilim means have the quantity of the Chazokah, it's really enough to have Eidus on the Yomim. But it's out of Funus Halacha that you need, that if it's not with Sufin, so it's not going to Machzik Inshi, that's already Chesaron the Leilos. It's not only Chesaron the Leilos, that's already Chesaron the Yomim. So Chesaron the Yomim, so that's a problem. That doesn't help that Ikadir is Bayomim. Ikadir is Bayomim. Fine, Ikadir is Bayomim, but the Yom has to be Kinemachsiki Inji. If it's not Biritzifus, then it's not Kinemachsiki Inji. That's one Teretz. And then there are many in the Ramban, but there's another Teretz, or more simple Teretz, that if you don't hold firm of Funa, then the Mishnah is not a problem in the Chanami. Chesk Sabbatim takes 6 years. The Mishnah, when it says Sholoshonim, it means you have to have Sholoshonim in the aggregate. But Lamais is going to take you 6 years to do. So Chayz Deacon Rambam. The Rambam brings the halacha of, he brings this halacha that you need to have Eidus on the Yomim and the Leilos. Seichim, Mei on the Yomim and the Leilos. We'll see the Rambam has a special sheet about it, and the Rambam is a very complicated Rambam. But Al Kapanim, the Rambam brings this halacha about the Yomim and Leilos, and you bring Eidus, either Eidim are made or the Seichim are made, but you need Eidim on the Yomim and the Leilos. But the Rambam brings it before he even gets to the halacha of Mitzufin. He brings it in the halacha of Mekutois. Because the Rambam says you need 3 years and it can't be Mekutois. And he says, and by Cheska Sabbatim, you have to have Eidus on the Yomim and the Leilos. He goes through the whole, but he brings the halacha of Yomim and Leilos. And then later, after that, he brings the halacha of Mitzufin. The point is the halacha that you need Mitzufin. So, Chayra, move in the Rambam, that if you have Eidus in the Yomim and not in the Leilos, it lacks not only in Ritzufin, it lacks in Mekut, it's a problem in Mekutois. So Bashkaf Rishon is against the Gemara. The Gemara only says that it's a problem for Afuna, not for Afuna, it's not a problem. Like Rishon explained it, also Mekutois is not a problem. So it's only Afuna that's a problem. So the Rambam should bring Aloha, you need Eidus in the Leilos, you should bring it after Afuna. You need to have Ritzufin, but so how do you have Ritzufin? So you'll have Eidus on the Leilos. The Rambam brings it already by the Loch of Mekutois. So L'chora, the answer is Leif and Poshut. That the Rambam holds like the first teretz of the Rabbeinu Yoyin in the Rambam. That really, if you don't have Eidus on the Leilos, it lacks in Mekutois. It's not 3 years, only a year and a half. But the Gemara didn't ask that for a question, because I could have answered, maybe the Mishnah means 6 years. But the fear of Huna, there's no such thing as 6 years. You need three. You need number two for this. You can't have 6 years. You can't have a. So the fear of Huna, a kochach has to be that it's all happening in 3 years. You can't spread it out over 6 years. So how do you have Eidus in the Yomim and not on Leilos? So Simela comes out like this. In the Chanami, il mali of Huna, if there would have been a possibility you could do not like a Huna and have Gimel Shonim in increments, not mefuzarois. So I can understand Cheskes Abatim, we bring Eidim on the Yomim, we bring Eidus for 6 years. But now Rav Huna tells me there's no such thing. There's no such thing as 6 years. It has to be done in 3 years. You have to be Maksik 3 years in 3 years. So Mela, now if you're Maksik in the Yomim, not in the Leilos, now it's Takim Mekutois. Il Moli Rav Huna will be Neitzah, it's only about 6 years. Rav Huna tells me it can't be 6 years. Well, once it can't be 6 years, Halacha L'maaseh, if Eidim come and they made 3 years on the Yomim, not on the Leilos, is it a problem of Ritzufin or is it a problem of Mekutois? It's not a problem of Mekutois. Just if not for Afuna, I could have said, okay, so bring Eidim for 6 years. Rav Huna forecloses that. You can't bring Eidus for 6 years. There's no such thing. 3 years, it has 3 years, it has to be done in 3 years. So Mele, if after Rav Huna says that the chazok has to be done in 3 years, and if you only have the Yom and Leilas, then it's Taka Chasvara Mikutais. So the Ram says, Aliba de Emes, it's a problem Mikutais. But the Ram is talking about bringing Eidim for 3 years, not talking about bringing Eidim for 6 years. That he's going to explain later on, there's no such thing. So if the Ram is talking about Chesed Gim Shani, bringing Eidim for 3 years. If you bring Eidim for 3 years, and the Yom and Leilas, in the Chanami, it's a Chasvara Mikutais. A simple answer for the Ram, but a Kaponim, in Kainim Advarim, will be a Hechach like the Ram, but the Ram holds like that first Heretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban, and not like the second Heretz. If you the second Heretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban, in other words, the nafkamina between the two terutzim of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban is in a case where you have Eidim on the Yomim and not on the Leilas. Aliba de Emes. Is it a chisaron only in Ritzufin or is it a chisaron in Mekutais? If you the first Heretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban, it's a chisaron in Mekutais. Because if you have Eidim on the Yomim and not on the Leilas, then it's Mekutais, not 3 years. If you could do it in 6 years, then you would have 6 years. But you can't do it in 6 years because that's Mefuzaris. But Aliba de Emes, Lamaisa, if you have Eidim 3 years of the Yomim and not on the Leilas, it's not the Chasana Mekutais. Mashiach can point to the second Heretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban. If you have Eidim of 3 years on the Yomim and on the Leilas, on the Yomim but not on the Leilas, it's not a problem with Mekutais because Ikadir is Vayim. So it's not the quantity of the Chazok, you attack only the Yomim, not the Leilas. It's only Chasana Petzufin. The Ram is Meduik, not the way. The Ram is clear that it's Chasana Mekutais. So that's Chare Hechem, for the Ram holds like the first Heretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ramban. Okay, anyway, that's the. Okay. The Ram Shita altogether in this sugya is a very mechudosh tikkun shita and difficult shita, but it needs to wait until after Mazutra. It's very tied into Mazutra, so it'll be later in the Gemara. So anyway, let's go back to Taisus. So the Gemara said, "Hani noigin beitusim." The Gemara said, "Kasha, how can soichem imeid that the chnoigin be happen they imeid that they were done by the way of the laila? How can soichem imeid the noigin beitus? Because presumably they paid the schiras to the machzik, to the maskir." Maybe we'll give everybody names. It'll be easier. So there's Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuben is the Marakama, Shimon is the Machzik, and Levi and Yehuda are the Seichem. Levi and Yehuda are the Seichem. So Levi and Yehuda want to come and be made. So Levi and Yehuda are coming, and they're being made at Darnu B'Yom Lailah in order to give the Sada to Shimon. So the Gemara asks the Noigim Be'elus, because presumably they paid Schiris already. They already paid the Demeah Schiris to Shimon. So they would much rather that the bias go to Shimon. If the bias is going to go to Reuben, then they're going to have to pay the Schiris all over again. And they're going to have to go back to Shimon and try to collect back the Schiris from him. Maybe he's not around or he doesn't have any money. So we're trying to explain. So they have a Negias over here. They would rather go with Shimon. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answers that the case is they didn't yet pay the Schiris to Shimon. It's, they're holding the money. They haven't yet given the Schiris. A kapanim asks him where's kasha. Fake places from Daimar. And may have a noigin beidus. Why are they noigin beidus? Peika migvid have a motzi amr prana el chagro. Why are they noigin beidus? Even if they won't be made for Shimon, and the bias will go back to Reuben, to the Marakama, they won't have to pay rent to Reuben, because they'll say to Reuben, we already paid you. Prana el chagro. So mimele, they're not noigin beidus. There'll be a regular Reuven, there'll be a Kaifra Kav. Like any Malva Loiva. So, any Malva Loiva, the Loiva could say, I already paid. It's Kaifra Kav, he's Potter. Vafgar, the Bostik, and Abonish, who assesses, like Mehemni, Lasudi, Behaim, Ivik, Kedisa, Breish, Yish, Mekadish. And then after the Chazal, when Misakin, it's the Konus HaMeruim, that every Kaifra Kav needs to take a Shu assesses, so then they still have an Negias over here. If the bias will go if they'll be made for Shimon, the bias will go to Shimon Bavadai. So they won't owe Reuben a Shua Sesis because they were made that the Hask belongs to Shimon. But now that if they're not going to be made, the Hask belongs to Shimon, and the Hask is going to go back to Reuben, to the Marakama, and then the Marakama is going to come, Reuben's going to come and ask Levi and Yehuda for the money, for the rent, and they'll say to him, well, we already paid you the rent, they'll have to take a Shua Sesis. They don't want to have to take a Shua Sesis. So they still have an Negius. But he says, not Maspik. But here we're going on the Mishnah, Chesk Sabbatim. In the time of the Mishnah, there wasn't yet the Takana Shuasesis. Shuasesis, according to most Rishayim, is a Takana Amaroyim. So you mainly can't use Shuasesis to explain the Mishnah. They don't want to say to Reuben that we paid you the rent. Because what's going to happen? They're not going to say Eidus for Shimon. This is the Negiyos. Let's say they don't say Eidus for Shimon. So the bias is going to go to Reuven. Reuven's going to come and he's going to demand from them the rent. So they're going to say to Reuven, "We already paid you the rent. We already paid you the rent." Well, if they say to Reuven that we paid you the rent, then they certainly didn't pay the rent to two people. So that will be a hidur that they didn't pay the rent to Shimon. So maybe in the end Shimon will win the dentar. They're not going to say Eidus. Maybe Shimon will win the dentar. How's Shimon ever going to win the dentar if they're not saying Eidus for him? Maybe the Shimon speak out. Maybe somebody else will come and say Eidus that Shimon was machzik in the bias. I don't quite know how that could be. The fact is that these Levi and Yehuda were living there. Where's Shimon going to get Eidim that Levi and Yehuda were living there, but somehow nobody else was living there? So where, I don't quite know how this is going to happen. Levi and Yehuda know that they were living in the house. I mean, they certainly paid rent. That's their only guess. The only guess is because they paid rent. So obviously they were living in the house. Well, if they were living in the house, then nobody else was living in the house. If nobody else was living in the house, how's Shimon ever going to win? Even if they're not going to be made, how's Shimon ever going to win the dentar? I don't know what the chash here is. Just from Mitzvah, it's not a chash. Because what's the case over here? Shimon, Levi, you're going to want to come and say Eidus for Shimon. So we say, no, they have a negius. We shouldn't let them say Eidus, because they have a negius. Because the fact is, they paid the rent to Shimon already. And if they paid the rent to Shimon, or at least that's what we're afraid, maybe they paid the rent to Shimon already. So therefore, they want to be made for Shimon. They want to say the Eidus for Shimon because they paid him the rent. And since they paid him the rent, they don't have to pay it again. So how's it going to... So Tosfos answer, so they're not going to be Eidus. So says, no, but they have a migoy. They can say to Reuven, Pranah l'cha'ogah. So he says, no, that's not a migoy because they don't want to say Pranah l'cha'ogah to Reuven. If they're going to say Pranah l'cha'ogah to Reuven, then who knows? Maybe later, Shimon will bring other Eidim. That's how other Rishonim speak out. Shimon will bring other Eidim, and Shimon will be Zeichen the Dintayah. I don't understand. The whole shash is because the whole shash is we're afraid maybe they paid rent to Shimon. Well, if they paid rent to Shimon, that means they were living in the house. If they were living in the house, and nobody else was living in the house. So how could Shimon ever later bring other Edom? Yeah.
Can you say anything like the star shows up or he has Edom on the purchase that like weren't around at first?
Oh, I hear. Maybe it was five Edom that he bought the house. Or the star. Let's discover the star. Or the Shimon's we got Edom. Maybe you'll find Edom on the Mecher itself. I hear, maybe your wife is there. Al-Kapanim, that's why it's terrorist. They have a concern over here that they don't want to say Pranah l'cha'ogah, so maybe the migah breaks down. Anyway, so it says in Taisus, the beginning of Taisus, that Taisus holds that even though the Gemara says the Noigim Be'edus, they want to be made for Shimon, because Shimon's the guy that they paid the rent to, so they want to be made that the house will stay by him. But Taisus is bothered, they're not Noigim Be'edus, because they have a migah. So it says in Taisus a chiddush, that migoy takes off the problem of Noigim Be'edus. It's not over chodesh. That migoy takes off Noigim Be'edus. Normally, we're used to migoy that migoy's in their modus, in the taina. You're tining something, you have a migoy, you win your taina. You have a taina A, you name it, say taina A, migoy, they could have said taina B. Here, that's not the Nakuda. We're not. The Edom are made, the house belongs to Shimon. That's their Edus. The house belongs to Shimon. So, they have a Migoy. They could have not said the house belongs to Shimon. The house would have gone to Reuben, and they would have said to Reuben, Pranah l'cha'ogah. So, that gives them a Migoy that they should be named to say the house belongs to Shimon. That doesn't make any sense. Believe me that I say that. It's like saying, you know, believe me that I say that that I don't owe money to, I don't know. They want to say Eidus for Shimon, so we're going to believe them. And they say for Shimon, Miga, that they could have not said Eidus for Shimon and paid Reuben. What does that mean? They want to be Neman to say that they said the Nemanis that we want them to have is that they're made for Shimon. That we're giving them a nemanis to be made for Shimon, that they paid the rent to Shimon, that the house belongs to Shimon. So the migah is not helping for that. The migah is not giving them the nemanis. Went to this last before Shabbos also, and I seem to get puzzled looks there. What's going on over here? Levi and Yehuda, they're doing two things. They're being made for Shimon. Coming, they're saying Eidus for Shimon. That's disinterested. They're saying Eidus for Shimon. Like any Eidim who might be saying Eidus for Shimon. Like other Eidim might have come and said that Shimon lived in the house. They're saying Eidus for Shimon. And that, per se, they don't have a migud. They're saying Eidus for Shimon. Like let's say other Eidim would come and say a different kind of Eidus for Shimon. Eidim would come and say Shimon has a field, and Eidim come and say Shimon plowed the field for 3 years, or Shimon was the rei of a kaitzer for 3 years. Shimon was machzik in the field for 3 years. So would we say, well, they have a migud? They could migud believe them. They say that Shimon was machzik in the field because they could have said that Shimon wasn't. That doesn't make any sense. That's the opposite of a migud. The migud is believe me that it's Shimon's. Migud, I could have said it's Shimon's in some other way. But they don't need a migud for that. For that, they have the Koyach HaVeidus. They don't need migud, they're Eidim. They're made for Shimon. The disinterested part that they're made for Shimon doesn't need the Koyach of migud. That's Koyach HaVeidus. They're Eidim for Shimon. They don't need anything, no, they don't need any further support. They're Eidim for Shimon. The problem is with the Noigin Veidus. Noigin Veidus means that besides the disinterested part of their Eidus, that they're being made for Shimon, that the house belongs to Shimon, there's also an interested part of their Eidus. Namely, that we're paid in full, because they gave the money to Shimon. Maybe Zayden, they gave the money to Shimon. Stum, Zayden, they gave the money to Shimon. So if the house belongs to Shimon, they're paid in full. Then their rent is paid in full. If the house doesn't belong to Shimon, then they still owe the rent. So that's the interested part of the Avis, and that makes them noigim be'edus. Noigim be'edus so because there's a part of the Avis in which they have an interest, so they can't say the Avis. Even for the disinterested part. That's the problem with Noigin Beidus. So now Taisa says, no, since the part that's negated to them, that we're paid in full, we don't owe any rent, they have another way to say that they don't owe any rent. Instead of saying they don't owe any rent because the house belongs to Shimon, they could say they don't owe any rent because they already paid Reuven. That's the Migud. So the Migud is not on the Eidus part, on the disinterested part of the Eidus. That's separate. The Migud is to take off the interested part of the Eidus. There's a chelik of the Eidus here in which they have an interest. That our rent is paid in full. That chelik they could accomplish in a different way. So because they could accomplish that chelik in a different way, it should take off the negius. The fact that they could pater themselves from the rent in some other way should make them ois noigin be'edus. So that's a chiddush din. That's very, very different than the normal idea of migud. It's a new concept of migud. Migud to be misalik in negius. So where did Tosfos get that there's such an idea from altogether? Where did Tosfos get that there's such an idea altogether? So Pashu Shach, so where did he get it from? Gemara and Kiddushin. The Gemara and Kiddushin, we have just such a scenario. But let's see over there of... So he talks about a case where... Give them different names so it shouldn't get confusing. Actually, I think they had real names of. Anybody having a Mercurius? Yeah, the case over there is that the Leiva sent money to the Leiva owes money to a Malva. So he sent the money with the Shliach. He sent the money with the Shliach. Tushluchim. He sent the money with Tushluchim. And the Malva tainis, he never got the money. And the Shluchim tainis, that they did pay him the money. They did give the money to the Malva. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, so they're Neman. It sounds like in the Gemara they are Neman. So the Gemara says, why are they Neman? They have a Negius. If they say they gave the money to the Malva, then that's it. They have no further responsibility. If they would have said that they never gave the money to the Malva, then they have to reimburse the labor. So they have a Negius. Of course they want to say that they did the Shlichus, they fulfilled the Shlichus, because that way their job is done. They don't have to give the money back. Now they're going to have to if they're going to say that they didn't give the money to the Malva, they're going to have to give the money back to the Leiva. So Moshe said, no, it's not. So it's Mamash like Agamar. They want to say Eidus. They're saying Eidus. What's the Eidus? The real Eidus, the disinterested part of Eidus, the main part of Eidus, is that the Leiva paid the Malvin. That's nothing to do with them. But the problem is, but there's also an interested part. Namely, they want to say they don't owe any money to anybody because they gave the money to the Malva the way they were supposed to, so they're done. That's the interested part of the Eidus. So you say, but on that they have a Migud, because they could have said they gave the money back to the Leiva. So mitzad their interest, they had another way to accomplish their interest. They could have said that we just gave the money back to the Leiva. So Neila, so it's the same thing over there. That just takes off the Negias. Once you take off the Negias, they're able to say, so there you see this concept that a Migud helps to be misalak in Negias. Shalas, how does it work? How does that work? It's not the normal din of Migud that we use. Migud is an Nemonis. Over here, it's nothing to do with Nemonis. The Nemonis they have is Nemonis of Eidus. The Migud over here is not to give them Nemonis. Their Nemonis to say that the Leiva paid the Malva is because they're Eidim. It's the Nemonis of Eidim. The Migud over here is to do a different job entirely. The Migud over here is to do the job of taking off the problem being Noigim Be'Eidus. So what does that do with Migud? So this depends. This is already the rave. It depends to a certain degree on a fundamental question, which is, what's the nature of the psul negevedus? Why is a negevedus possible? There's a fundamental shaila between achleket the shach and the sma in simulam zayin. And now we have the Rimigash. Turns out it's a Sofik and the Rimigash, Befeirish and Daf Medalad. Is the Psul of Negea, because a Negea Ve'edus is like a Valdova. Meaning, that's for sure, Valdova is Psul Lahoy. Can't be made in your own entire. So even if it's not explicitly your entire, you know, on the docket, it doesn't say your name. It says somebody else. You know, it says Marlberry versus Matt, you know, versus. What's his name? Madison or something. But you're not on the official docket. But it affects you. The Eidus affects you. So you become like a Valdova. Anybody who's in the orbit, anybody's going to be affected by this entire becomes like a Valdova. And a Valdova is possible to Eidus. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat? No, La'olam a Valdova, you're not. You're not one of the Balidova. But it's Tamach Shash Meshaker. Since you have an agenda over here, so it makes it's a chash mishaka. Could be many nafkaminis like a chlos of psul. If b'shas deriya you were a negeya, and then already when it came time to be made and based, and you were not a negeya anymore, does it have a din of chlos of edisha that edisha chlos of psul? So it's possible. Could be totally in this a little bit. Not so clear exactly, but a kapana. But that's the shaila. Shutin should be negeya to one of the nafkaminas should be, what if you're a negeya, but the negeya is not that it's good for you, but that it's bad for you? A baldover is possible even to be made something that's bad for him. But what if I'm a negeya? I'm a negeya in the Eidus, but I'm a negeya in the Eidus because the Eidus is detrimental to me. Is that also called a negeya badala? So Ayamakum Laimir was totally in this. If it's a shash mishaka, so what's the shash mishaka? On the contrary, I'm saying Eidus, it's bad for me. See, I'm a very truthful person. If I'm a Baldover, so a Baldover is possible, even though also. Ulai. The Maisa in Ramam, in the Ramam's Mashma, that this tli is not so, not the way, because the Ramam is Beferish. I don't remember where the Ramam is. But the Ramam, when he brings the din, they bring the Ramam as a raya to the Etzim Chakira. The Lashon of the Ramam is, when he brings the Psul of Negev Eidus, the Lashon of the Ramam is that a Negev, that Beferish, that any Eidus that's good for me, it's Kilu I'm made on myself. And then it's possible. So in Ram it's mefurish that it's a psul kimat mefurish that it's a psul baldover. It's kila being made of myself. But the Ram only says if it's good for me. It doesn't say if it's bad for me. Maybe that kli is not so. Maybe even if it's a psul baldover, but I'm only called a baldover if I'm a negeya, and I'm only a negeya if it's good for me. If it's bad for me, maybe I'm not called a negeya, so I don't get to be a baldover. This is really not our concern. I'm just trying to give you a flavor that is what's this issue is. Is the psul negeya, is it a psul baldover, or is it a psul, or is it just a chash mishak? It's in Rimagash, it's a suffer. So nechsiyana. If we understand that the psul of negeya is a chash mishak, then I can understand Ba'ifin Pashit how Miga takes that off. Because what's the basic idea of Miga? Ma loy l'shaka. The basic DNA of Miga, never mind all the lumnas and kayachatayin and so on, but the basic DNA of Miga, the basic, is ma loy l'shaka. Shayim say many places, ma loy l'shaka. So, I can hear it. That's, so usually Miga, ma loy l'shaka, it gives him an emonus. Over here, we're not looking for an emonus, he's an aid. But ma loy l'shaka takes off the chash m'shaka. There's a chash that he's being m'shaka. Since he has a vested interest in the Zedus, there's a chash that he's being m'shaka. But against that, I have the nigga that says ma loy l'shaka. So mele takes off the negias. Ma loy l'shaka is the antidote to the chash m'shaka. The Emma says, if we'll really go further down into it, even this itself you can say in two different flavors. Maybe later we use. Could be we can say this in two flavors. We can say it in one flavor that even though l'chara is a chash m'shaka, how can I say it is a chash m'shaka? But there's an emonus of migot. What's the chash? There's a chash that I'm lying. Chash m'shaka. Maybe I'm lying, but I have an emonus of migot. The nemonis of Migoy takes off the problem that maybe I'm lying, because I have the nemonis of Migoy. That's one nusach. The nusach acher we could say that I'm just not in a get. If I have another way to accomplish the same agenda, then I'm not in a get. It's two different nusachos. One nusach is to say, I'm takin a get. I am in a get, but I'm in a get. It's good for me to say this, that the Levi paid the malva, that way I'm off the hook. I'm a negay in the Eidus. And every negay in the Eidus has a shash m'shaker. But the shash m'shaker is remedied by the nemonus of Malay l'shaker. The Malay l'shaker, the nemonus of Malay l'shaker, takes off the shash m'shaker. That's one nusuch. Or we could say an even simpler nusuch, that I'm not a negay. What do we mean that I'm a negay? I'm a negay because I have a vested interest? I don't have a vested interest because as long as I have another way to accomplish from my agenda, I have another way to accomplish my agenda. I could say that I gave the money back to the labor. I have another way to get off the hook. So once I have another way to get off the hook, so then I'm not going to get in the first place. So this is maybe two different flavors how to say, how does Miga take off the problem of Shash Mashak? Either the Nemonis of Miga, the Nemonis of Miga takes off the problem of the takes off the Shash Mashak, or, but if you should push it, then he's pushing that again. On the other hand, if you learn the negev dover means he's a baldover, since the edus is negev to him, so he's a baldover in the edus. So then it's not so clear that how Miga takes that off. I mean, a baldover is a baldover. A baldover is posel lahoid. That's it. A baldover is posel lahoid. It's not a baldover is not a shash m'shaker. A baldover is posel lahoid. It's a psilk. That's a baldover can't be made. It's Baldover is not possible like Shash M'shaker. I told you Baldover is possible even there also. Baldover is possible because he's a Baldover. You can't be made on yourself. That's axiomatic. You can't be made on yourself. Well, if they're noigin beidus, then they're being made on themselves. How does Miga take that off? Unless maybe we could say, maybe we'll have to say, it's even a chiddush that we should be able to say it, that maybe if I have another way to accomplish my own agenda, so maybe I'm not called it, out there like we said before, maybe I'm not a negeah because I have another way to accomplish it. And if I'm not a negeah, so then I'm not a baldover. A regular baldover can't avoid being a baldover. You're on the docket. You're the baldover. Your name is on the docket. Yeah, of course you're a baldover. The entire is labor versus malva. You can't. It doesn't matter if you have other ways to get out of it. But here you're not really on the docket. Your name's not really on the docket. You're not really a baldover. You become a baldover because the edus is negeah to you. But if you have another way to accomplish the same thing, maybe you can say that edus is not negeah to you, so you're not a baldover. That's a chiddush because in the psul of Baldover, it's not so clear that we can say such a thing. In the psul of Baldover, lemaisa the edus is negeh to you. In the chramit, you have another way to accomplish the same thing. But this edus does affect you. It does pat you from the labor. The edus that you gave the money to the malva in the case over there in Kiddushin does pat you from the labor. It's true, you had another way to pat yourself from the labor. You could have said to the labor that I returned the money to you. But lemaisa, and that's not how you're patting yourself from the labor. You're patting yourself from the labor this way by saying that you gave the money to the malva. So the edus does affect you. So that is a mocking gadol to say. That in the Psul Baldover, maybe this doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but it's a Gemara Mefresh, the Gemara says the Perish, that Mika takes off the Psul of Negea Beit. So we have, basically, different ways, maybe three different ways. Well, we have two different ways, but it subdivides. We have two different ways to understand this whole din that Amiga takes off the Psula Baldover based on how do you understand the Psula Baldover. If the Psula Baldover is just a Chash Meshaker, so then Miga, he takes off the Chash Meshaker. That itself subdivides. Could be that Miga takes off the Chash Meshaker because the Nemonus of Mali Leshaker takes off the Chash Meshaker. Mali Leshaker beats Chash Meshaker. Or, like when Yosef Poshit, I don't have a chash meshaker if I have another way to accomplish it. I only have a chash meshaker if there's no way for me to accomplish my goals, my aims, my selfish aims, except through the aids. So then there's a chash meshaker. But if I have another way to accomplish my selfish goals, I don't need the aids to accomplish my selfish problems. I can tell the labor that I gave the money back to him if I wanted to. So there are other ways that I could look out for number one. So maybe there's no chash meshaker. Once there's no chash meshaker, then I say aids in the poshut way. If, on the other hand, we learn that the problem in the Gei B'Dover is that he's a Baldover, the problem in the Gei B'Eidus is that he becomes a Baldover. So if you become a Baldover, then you can't be made. The Mal HaLashaka is not going to help for that. You're a Baldover. Baldover, you can't say Eidus on yourself. You could have all the Mal HaLashakas in the world. You can't say Eidus on yourself. Then we'll have to say, and it's a little bit hard to say, but we'll have to say that the way it works is, since you have another way to accomplish your own aim, your goals, so you're not called a Negea, you're Be'etzim not called a Negea, and once you're not a Negea, then you're not a Baldover either, because you're not a real Baldover, you're only a Baldover because you're a Negea. If you have another way to do it, then you're not a Negea, then you're not a Baldover. Tyson Kedushin has a kasha. Let's move on. Taisin Kiddushin asks a kasha. Taisis asks, how could they have a migoy? To come over, this is they have a migoy. Migoy takes off the negea. Again, let's have very clear in our minds the Gemara Kiddushin, because that's the central Gemara. The Leiva sent money, gave money to Edom to pay the Malva. The Edom claimed that they paid the Malva says he never got it. So the Gemara says, the Edom and Neman, they can say Edus. The Noigim, they want to be off the hook. The Leiva gave the money in front of, we have witnesses that the Leiva gave the money to the Edom. So if they're not going to say that they gave it to the Malva, the Leiva is going to want the money back. So they're Noigim Bedover. So the Gemara says, no, they're not Noigim, they have a Migoy. Because they could have to say, if you just, as far as their Negias is concerned, they could accomplish the same thing by saying they gave the money back to the Leiva. So Migoy, if they can say they gave the money back to the Leiva, they could say there's no negius over here, and they could say Edus that they gave it to the Mal. So Taisus says, Taisus has a rule, Taisus has a rule, that Miga betrayed Lehemi, that Miga is only one person. Two people can't have a Miga. Taisus says, Hezbek Shein Echad Yudea, there's other Hezbek Shein Echad Yudea, but Taisus says, Shein Echad Yudea Masha B'Leib Chaver. So how does Miga really work? It's Miga betrayed. Taisus answers that since this migoy is to pata themselves from moment, normally a migoy is you doing it be made for somebody else. But here the migoy is with to pata themselves from moment. So he says, well, at least the case that Taisus arrived from is when you say you have a migoy for somebody else. But here the migoy is to pata is the migoy is gotta be their own money. So Taisus says, you gotta be your own money, you're smarter. When it comes to your own money, you know Masha B'Leib Chaver. So let's just stop for a second. Taisus has, what's Taisus kashis? If he has this rule, Miga betray lo yaminon. Since Miga betray lo yaminon, so over here, how does the Miga work? You see in Taisus that Taisus is assuming that the Miga that we're talking about is a regular kind of Miga, you have Mali Lashaka. It goes back to the Chakir that we're asking, how does Miga take off Negev Beidus? If you learn that the way Miga takes off Negev Beidus is that I'm not a negay if I have another way to accomplish the same thing. It's not the kayach nemonis of migoy, the mali l'shaker. It's just another way of saying, the word migoy can mean different things. You know, we know migoy can mean many different things. The word migoy just means since. So, Taisus seems to be, if we'll say that migoy over here does not mean the kayach nemonis of migoy. Migoy is just another way of saying, since I have another way to accomplish my selfish goals, so therefore I am not a negay of a dover. It's just two out of the three that we were entertaining before. So then, So that I'm not so sure that I hear Tosis Kash in the first place. The rule that Migui betray Loyaminun is in the nemonus of Migui. The nemonus of Mali Lashakir you don't have if it requires collusion. Because it was hard enough that they both said the same time in the time and at the time. You don't say, well, they could have both said the time and the other time. That's a very difficult there's an extra step there in the Mali Lashakir. So we don't say it takes off the Mali Lashakir, the nemonus of Mali Lashakir. But who says that you have a similar problem when we're not looking for the nemonus of Mali Lashakir? We're just looking to say that we take off the negiyos by saying, well, he had another way to get out of it, or they had another way to get out of the problem. Since they had another way to get out of the problem, they're not noigin be'edus. Maybe then I don't say migui betray. Maybe then they don't have the problem of migui betray. To have a positive nemonus, so you need a very strong migui. You need to have a positive nemonus of migui, mali l'shaker. So it has to be that the two times are equal. If the other time it would be hard to do because you had to collude, and you don't get the positive nemonus of migui. Just to take off that I'm not in a geya b'dover, I don't have a chashash m'shaker because I had another way to accomplish the same thing. Maybe that's easier. Maybe that you don't have this problem of migui b'trei lo yaminu. So l'chayre, it's a little bit of a mashmais in Taisus. The Taisus is learning that the migui that we're talking about over here is a regular migui ma'ale l'shaker. Maybe I should put up on the board all the possibilities. Again, we have three possibilities. How to understand that? How does migui take off ma'ale l'shaker? How does migui take off negeya b'dover? If negeya b'dover is a chashash m'shaker, then we have two possibilities. The nemonus of mali l'shaker takes off the chashash m'shaker, or possibility number two, you don't have a chashash m'shaker if you have another way to accomplish the same thing. You're not a negeya if you have another way to accomplish the same thing. If negeya b'dover means you're about dover, then I think you're forced to more like the second way. I don't know if it's called three possibilities or two possibilities. But Etzim, there's two possibilities. That you have the nemonus amigui takes off the shash m'shaker, or I don't need the nemonus amigui. There's no shash, you're not in a gay if you have another way to do it. So from Taisus is Chayim Ashma the first way, that we're looking over here for the nemonus amigui. The nemonus amigui will take off the shash m'shaker. Akoponim, kach, it's Mukhach Nigmar in Kiddushin, that over here, there's a migui, even though there are two of them. To take off the negeya b'dover, you say migui b'trei. This explains. Because lifter asks me in a moment, so we see them, asher b'leiv chere, but akupan. However, whatever the pshat is, whatever, maybe there's other terms from the Taisus Kashin, but it's mukhuk and gemar over there that migui works to take off the problem of, that there's no problem with migui b'trei when you're taking off in this kind of case. Yeah, so there's a pella here, just like I mentioned last week. The Shifti here brings a taste to Rosh. So we made it a little bit complicated because I want them to have a flavor of all the possibilities. Maybe let's just go over the same ground, not so complicated. Just even poshut, without going into all the complications. We have a Gemara Kiddushin, the Levis and money to the Malda. Through Edim, the Edim claim they gave the money to the Malva claims he never got it. So the Gemara, so the Nemim, the Edim and Nemim, where's the Edim and Nemim? Frank Gemara, I didn't know you gave this. We said, they're not know you gave this, because Migur, that they could have said the money, they have a Migur, they could have said they gave the money back to the Malva. So it says in that Gemara Chiddush Din, that Migur takes off Negev Edus. So we've been spending time fleshing that out exactly how that works, various possibilities, but let's leave that alone. For the Posh of the Cheshbon, just understand the. Maybe for the time for this, just leave that alone. It's a separate conversation. The Maaseh, it says in that Gemara, migui takes off the problem being the gay babies. Let's say the simplest nusach is that the mali l'shaker takes off the shash m'shaker. Various other permutations, but let's say the most simple and intuitive is that the mali l'shaker takes off the shash m'shaker. But that's what it says in that Gemara. Based on that, Taisus Bagas has a kasha. He says, so why in Agamara? Agamara says, a very similar case. You have these Edim. The Edim are being made that called them Levi and Yehuda. They're being made that Shimon rented in the house and they were there. They were Darba Yom Kalila. Now the house belongs to Shimon. And says that the Nema. That's what Gemara is suggesting. Rova says that's the case of the Mishnah. Cheskes Sabbat. And that's the case of the Mishnah, the Nema. Frank Gemara, but they're not going to be Edus. Because if they're going to say, if they won't be made for Shimon, they're going to have to pay the rent to Reuben. to Shimon, they already paid. They're going to say that they made that they paid to. They're going to sing, if they're not going to be made for Shimon, they're going to have to pay the rent again to Reuben. So they're making babies. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Taisus asks, one second, Miga takes off Negev Babies. Like the Gemara Kedushin, Miga takes off Negev Babies. So over here, they also have a Miga. Just like the Gemara Kedushin, they have a Miga. Over here, they have a Miga. What's the Miga? The Miga is, they don't have to say it is for Shimon. They cannot be made for Shimon. The house will go to Reuben. Reuben will want to collect the rent. They'll say to Reuben, we already paid you the rent. Very similar to Gemara Kedushin. That's Taisus kasha. Taisus has various theories, but that's. Taisus is a teretz that Yireim Leimar. Fine, Taisus is a teretz. But bottom line, that's the, we're more focused right now on Taisus kasha than on Taisus is a teretz. That's Taisus kasha. They should, just like in the Gemara Kedushin, they should have a migay to take off the. They should have a migay to take off the problem of being the Gevur Dov. And then they should be able to be made. Says the Shita, the Shem, the Taisus Rosh. Shita brings the Taisus Rosh. We don't have a Taisus Rosh in Bava Basra. The Taisus Rosh answers that it's Miga Betray. And Miga Betray Le'amina. That recite, Miga Betray Le'amina, that's the Teretz over here. It's Miga Betray. So the Pella is, everybody asks, what's going on? Miga Betray. So then Gemara Kiddushin is also Miga Betray. It's the same Miga Betray. What's the difference between Gemara Kiddushin and Gemara over here? Miga Betray Le'amina. And the Emes Taisim Kiddushin answered as a kasha. Taisim over there asked, what happened to Miga Betray Le'amin? And Taisim answers, since they're coming, lifter asked me Mimom, and so when you're coming, lifter asked me Mimom, and then you do know Mashiach Leif Chavera. Okay, if that's the case, then that's true over here also. You don't like Taisim Teretz over there, you say a different Teretz. Whatever it is, whatever is true over there is true over here. It's the same Miga Betray. So what kind of Teretz is Taisim Rosh giving? Miga Betray Le'amin. So how do you learn the Gemara Kiddushin? The Chor, the two Gemaras are exactly parallel. That's what we need to find. There's some difference between the two Gemaras. The two Gemaras, the Chor, are exactly parallel. That's presumably the subtext of Taisus and the Taisus Rosh's Kasha. Let's say Miga to take off the Negias. They're coming from the Gemara in Kedushin. Miga takes off Negias. So it's exactly the same kind of Gemaras. So what kind of Teretz is Miga betray Lam? So how do you learn the Gemara in Kedushin?
You say the Gemara
in
Kedushin, it's guaranteed that they don't testify, then there's going to be a lost mamon. Like Tosfos says over there, there's going to be a kisar mamon. Right. But in Bava Basra, the whole concern is only a chashash, maybe they're going to lose mamon. Like chashash.
Why is it a chashash? If Reuben wins the Torah, then for sure they'll lose mamon. Then Reuben's going to want the rent. The dar b'chatzach haver, right? It's a.
But like the Rashi brought that a few different roots in for why they don't get it. They'll be able to collect it back from the. From the mass here, to be able to go to the socher. I mean,
and, you mean because of that?
So we see that it's only a chashash they're going to lose mama over here because
yeah, but that's not what Taisus Rosh answered. Taisus Rosh said the miga betray. Had it done the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin is also miga betray. If Taisus Rosh would have said that, okay, would have said that, but that's not what he says. Taisus Rosh asked the shav miga. He said miga betray le'amina. How can you say miga betray? How can Taisus Rosh say those words? Miga betray le'amina. If Miga betray Le'aminin, then how did you read the Gemara Kiddushin? Al Kochok, you have to say that he'll be here. You don't say Miga betray Le'aminin. Maybe like Taisa says. Oh, you want to say maybe the reason why you don't say Miga betray is because Lifter asked me Mimom, and here it's not so clear that the coming Lifter asked me Mimom. It's like a yeah, okay, but it's very jury. So, this is about over here, maybe we say. Afterwards, I saw Nochum says al derech zeh. This Rabbi Kveger that they quote, I haven't seen in his file. It's not in my Rabbi Kveger. It's not in my Kiddush Rabbi Kveger. It's not there. But in the new ones, the blue ones, I think this Rabbi Kveger talks about this Taisus. Seems to have this svar in there, but I didn't see Rabbi Kveger inside. And it could be there's a big difference between Agamara and Gemara and Kiddush. in both cases, the Edim, Lemaisa, are patterning themselves from the... They're patterning themselves. The Edus that they're saying, it's neged to the... There's a disinterested part that they're saying Edus. But the Edus that they're saying for... in a disinterested way, is not so disinterested because it's also neged to them because they're also patterning themselves. In the case in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Leib is sent them to pay them alva. They say, Asinu shlichusu, we paid them alva. They're patterning themselves from the Leib. In Agamar, they're made that they were in the house for 3 years. That they lived in the house for 3 years. Bayom of Alayla, they're patterning themselves from the Murakama. Now the Murakama can't demand from the rent because they gave the house to the Matzah. So in both cases, which is what makes them the Neigim Be'edus. In both cases, they're Neigim Be'edus because the Edus that they're saying also patterns them. However, there's a difference. To patter themselves, do they also need the koyach of Edus? Edus is b'koyach, it's a nemonus, biggest nemonus. The part of the Edus that they're saying for the other person, Avan needs the koyach of Edus. But the part of the Edus that's also good for them, that makes them noigim, because it's also good for them, does that also need the koyach of Edus? Or maybe that doesn't need the koyach of Edus, it just needs for them to say it. Listen, maybe we'll walk it through and you'll see it more clearly. Let's start with the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Leiva gave them money. They say, now comes the Mava says, you never got it. The Leiva comes to the Edom and he says, where's the money? So they say, Asinu shlichusa. So they're being made, L'tovas ha-Leiva, that the Mava's paid up, but they're also being made, L'tovas themselves, that Asinu shlichusa, you gave us money, you gave us a deposit, it's okay, we took care of it, we did exactly what you want, we don't owe you anything. So they're patterning themselves from the loan. Do they need, for the part that they're patterning themselves from the loan, to patter themselves from the loan, do they need a koyach of edus? Moshel. What would be, I'll give you a case. What if one of the edim's not around? Died. Only one of the edim is still around. The Leiva comes to the so they can't be made anymore, the Teva Saleiva, to save him from the Malva. One of them's dead. There's no Edus over here. But so the Leiva's going to have to pay the Malva regardless. But the Leiva's upset he had to pay the Malva. So he goes to this one surviving aid and he says, give me the money back. The Malva says he never got it. And this one surviving aid says, no, I gave the money to the Malva. I did what you wanted. You don't have a tine on me. You gave me money and I did what you wanted. Koyach of Edus does he have? No, he's only one person, doesn't have Koyach of Edus. But is he potter from the Leiva or Chayav? The Leiva says to this guy, this surviving aid, the Leiva says to him, I gave you money. Give it back. And the Leiva says, and the aid says, no, I don't have to give you back the money, because you gave me the money to give them. I say that I gave the money to the Malva. Is he Neman or is he not Neman? Avadi's Neman. It's no different than if I say I lent you money and you say you pay me back. So you're Neman. That's called Kofra Chav. Right? Money be Yod Chav Alayim that I already paid you back. It's his pot. Avadi's pot. If you're, at least if you're on Milvus, Alochem, Avadi's Chav Ebeidim, Ein Tzarek L'Poyer Ebeidim, which is the way we go. So the same way you could say Lahadam, you could say that I gave you the money back. That's it. You're just you're a plain Poshut Kofra Chav. Even if there are Edim in the Chav, there are Edim that I lent you money. You're not denying that you agree that you borrowed money from me, but you say that you paid me. We had this sugis in the. We had this right. We had so. Come, it's another pasuk that you never. You don't need any special koyach of edus. So the negias over here, they're noigim. They're noigim because they want to say that they gave the money to the malva. They want to pattern themselves from the Leiva. So they're noigim be'edus. But the negius is not that they need, but the negius is they don't want to say that they didn't give the money to the Malva, because then they're going to mess themselves up. But they don't need the koyach of edus. What about an Agamar? You have these Seichim, even Yehudu called them, they're living in the house. They're living in this house. And they're being made, they're Danuba Bayoim Ubalayla. So they're Nogim. Why they're Nogim? Because if they're not going to say Danuba Bayoim Ubalayla, the house is going to go back to the Marakama. Without Chazok, the house goes to the Marakama. The Marakama is going to demand them, they're going to demand from them the rent. So therefore, they need to say that Danuba Bayoim Ubalayla. Otherwise, they're going to be chayav to the Marakama. So that's their Nogim Beis. To say this to the Marakama, this part that's Nogim, the part that they're saying for themselves, to part to themselves from the Marakama. The Marakama says, where's the rent? And they say, we don't have to pay you the rent. The house belongs to Danuba Bayoim Ubalayla. The house belongs to Shimon. Do they need the Koyach of Eidlus to part to themselves from them, from the Marakama? Or they could do it even without the Koyach Eidlus? Again, we could say the same kind of case. One of them is dead. So if one of them is dead, that's for sure. The Machzik lost the Tentari, doesn't have Eidi Chazok. But what about the Tentari between the surviving Seicher and the Marakama? The Marakama says, I want the Tentari, it's my house, so give me the rent. And the Seicher, the one surviving Seicher says, I don't have to give you the rent. I was here by Yom HaValayla, and if I was here by Yom HaValayla, the house belongs to Shimon, and Shimon is the Muksuk, and I paid him, and I don't have to pay you. Would he be Nema? Would he be Nema? About or not? That's not good. It's like I say to you, Stam, you live in my house. I say you're living in my house, and I want you to pay me rent. And you say, I don't have to pay you rent because the house is not yours. I know the house is not yours. So there's no not Nema. I mean, that's not a taina. That I paid you back is a taina. But you need a koyach leidus. No, if I say that you're living in my house, and you want to say, and you owe me rent. And you say, yeah, yes, I'm living in this house, but I don't owe you rent because it's not your house. And I have Edim that is my, I'm a Marakama, and there's nobody with Edi Chazoka to take it away from him. I'm a bona fide Marakama. Somebody's living in my house. And maybe there's other kinds of this. Maybe there are people around claiming that they're Muxokim, but they have no Edi Chazoka. So it's my house. So I'm the Marakama. You're living in your Seicher, one Seicher, the other Seicher is dead. You're living in my house. I want you to pay the rent. And you say, no, I don't have to pay the rent because I think it really belongs to somebody else. I said I was there by Yom HaValayla, but that guy's not a Muxa because he doesn't have Eidi Chazoka. His Eidi Chazoka, one of his Eidi Chazoka is dead. So the house belongs to the Marakama. Avadi Yechayev. Is that clear? It's a poshut. There's many ways you can get out of a chayev. You know, you can say, I lend you money. You can say that you paid me the money back. You can say La'adam. Well, Zayin, you can't say La'adam, but at least you can say you paid me the money back. And all of those things are good tainas. But you can't taina that... You can't just make up a taina. I don't owe you the money because you're not Jewish or something. I mean, then you owe the money anyway, but you can't just make something out of whole cloth. You can be kaifer akol. You can say that I paid the money back. The chayv's not here anymore. But you can't just make up. It's not your house. He's the Marakama. It is his house. So the only way in the case at hand, it's only because they're both alive and they have the kayach of edus. And they're saying Eidus to Darnav of Yom of Elayla, and therefore giving the house, giving it Eidus of Chazoka to Shimon. It's the Koyach of Eidus that allows them to get out of to be potter from the Marakama. So here it's not here the Negias, they're Noigim Bedover, just like in the Gemara Kiddushin. Both cases are Noigim Bedover, but there's a world of difference. In the case of the Gemara Kiddushin, they don't need the Koyach of Eidus to potter themselves. It's enough that they have a Taina. They're Noigim because they don't want to say against their Taina. So they're noigim b'dover. They're saying it eidus, and they don't want to say differently, because if they're going to say differently, if they can say we didn't give it to the malva, then they're going to have a problem with the loiva. And then the verse is migra and so on, but we're not before the migra, just the negias in the first place. In the case by us, it's more than just that they're saying eidus, and the eidus is they're noigim in the eidus because they want to say something. They want to say an eidus that doesn't contradict the taina that they're going to make to the Marakama. It's much stronger. The eidus itself they need to part to themselves from the Marakama. So that's the case. Says, I said this on my own, but I saw Rav Nochum. Now I saw Rav Nochum says it. Coming out like this, that. So now we can go a step further, and we could say that even if you say that a negay is a baldova, and we talked about it before, is a negay made is a baldova or not? We megash sofek mechayk a shach and the sma. Is every negay beidus, is he a baldover, or is it just a pshash mishaka, or he becomes like a baldover? It's a mokum gadol to say that even if we'll assume that a negay beidus is a baldover, that's only where he needs to say Eidus on himself. The Negiah says he needs to say Eidus in order to accomplish his Negiah's agenda. He needs to say Eidus on himself. He needs the Eidus for himself too. So when you need the Eidus for yourself, then the Eidus is on yourself, and then it's called you're about Dover and the Eidus. But in a case where for himself he doesn't need the Koyach Eidus, it's enough just to make the Taina. He needs to say the Eidus in a way that won't contradict the Taina that he wants to make for himself. But he doesn't need the Koyach Eidus for himself. Then that's a Mirch Shash Meshaka. That's not called Eidus on yourself. It's a subtle thing, but once you catch it, it's a Svarav Shuta. In the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara says it's Amiga, but they're Noigim. What's the Noigim? The Noigim is that they want to say they gave the money to the Malveh, because if they want to say they gave the money to the Malveh, which is Eidus, they're saying Eidus for the Leiva. As far as the Leiva is concerned, they're coming to say Eidus. The Leiva needs Eidus. Nothing else will help him. The Leiva needs Eidus to hide himself from the Malveh. The Leiva said he sent the money to Malveh, and the Malveh says he never got it. The Eidim have to say Eidus. But they're Noigim. Why are they Noigim? Because it's good for them too, because they want to be potter from the Leiva. So it's good for them that they're saying they gave the money to the Malveh. They don't want to say otherwise, because otherwise they're going to have a problem with the Leiva. So it's good for them. But the Eidus itself, they don't need the Koyach Eidus for themselves. For themselves, they just have to say, even if one of them is dead, the other one can just say, I gave the money to the Malveh. Me and my partner, we gave the money to the Malveh, so Leiva, I'm potter from you. So they don't need the Koyach Eidus. They don't have to say Eidus for themselves. They need to say an Eidus for the Leiva, and certainly they're Noigim Adover in the sense that they wouldn't want to say Eidus for the Leiva that's going to mess themselves up and prevent them from making the Tainus that they need a Taina, but they don't need the Eidus to be on themselves. So that's a Noigim, that's an Egeim Adover in the sense that it's a Chashm Shaker, but he's not a Baldover. But in the case of the Agamara, the Seichrim, the Murakama wants them to pay rent. If the Murakama wins, he's going to want them to pay rent. They want to get away from them, but they want to get out of the Marakama. So what are they saying? They're saying Eidus that Darna Babayoyim Abalailu, the house belongs to Shimon. The house belongs to the Machzik. So they're Noigim Adover. The Gemara says, Hanoigim Eidusain. Over here, the Negias is not just that the Eidus that they're saying, they don't want it to contradict the title they're making for themselves. They need the Eidus for themselves. If they're not going to say Eidus, with the Koyach of Eidus, with both of them being alive and being made to award the house to Shimon, to the Machzik, if they're not going to do that, then the house is going to go to the Marakama, they're going to have to pay the rent, and no tainas, the tainas aren't going to help them. So they need the Koyach Eidus for themselves. So then that makes them Balei Dover. That's not just there, they're Noigim Dover. It's a different kind of Noigim Dover. Here they're Balei Dover. Okay, so now move along. So if they're Balei Dover, so Yesh Lishoyel, they have to say Eidus from themselves. They need the Koyach Eidus. That means they have to be made on themselves. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, the Noigim. So what did Tosafot say? But they have a Migad. So what's the Miga going to do over here? I said before, for Baldover, if Negei Baldover is a Baldover, then it's very not so clear how Miga takes that off. But Maisi is saying Eidus in yourself. Mm-hmm. Saying Eidus in yourself. A Baldover is possible, even the Chivos of Baldover is possible. So you're saying Eidus in yourself, this Eidus is with Eidus in yourself. So what does it matter? There's no Shash Meshaker, Malu Leshaker. You need the Koyach Eidus. Maybe we'll start with the Gemara Kiddushin, it'll be easier. In the Gemara Kiddushin, you don't need the Koyach Eidus. All you need is, you just have to tie it for yourself. You just need that the Eidus shouldn't contradict what you want to tie it for yourself. Because then there's a Chash Meshaker. So there, the Gemara Kiddushin says, to take off the Chash Meshaker, it's a Miga helps. Because, maybe we'll say, it'll be easier in this Nusuch. To take off the Chash Meshaker, it's enough that you had another way to get out of it, to accomplish the same goal. I have a chash meshake over there. Yeah. What we've accomplished so far is that in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the negev, the noigim beedus means that they have just a chash meshake. They don't have to. They don't need to be made. It's not that they're being made on themselves. They don't need to be made on themselves. They just have the time. But this is a chash meshake. In Agamara, they need to be made on themselves. So here, the negev beedus means something much stronger. Not just that they have a chash meshake, but they're being made on themselves. The bali dova. That's the case. So we can say like this. The Gemara Kiddushin, we only see in the Gemara Kiddushin, what we have a warrant from in the Gemara Kiddushin is that Migay takes off a Chash Meshaka. Whatever Nusuch you want to say, because Mali L'Shaka takes off the Chash Meshaka, or the other Nusuch, there's no Chash Meshaka if you have another way to accomplish the same goal, you're not called a Negea, if you have another way to accomplish the same goal. Whatever Nusuch we want to choose. But all we see in the Gemara Kiddushin, the most we can see from the Gemara tradition is that Migay takes off a chash. Migay takes off the Migay is the remedy for the negeya b'dover of chash meshaka. But we have no warrant from that Gemara that Migay can take off the problem of being a baldover. And in our Gemara, if you're negeya b'edus, you're a baldover. Who says Migay takes that off? You're a baldover because you need the koyach of edus to go on yourself. To pati yourself in the Marakam, you need the koyach of edus. How could you pat yourself in the Marakam with the Koyach? So that makes you a Baldover. There's no Gemara that Mika can take off the problem of being a Baldover. Maybe it can't. Maybe if you're a Baldover, Mika doesn't help. What is the Mala the Shaka? But you're a Baldover. And to say, well, but since you had another way to do it, you're not a Negea, so you're not a Baldover, Mechatesa, I'm patering myself with this Eidos. This Eidos is patering me. Even if I had other ways to patter myself, maybe I could have patered myself a different way. I could have said, Paran al-Khogar to the Marakam. But Lamaisa, so this Eidus is patterning me for a moment. If this Eidus is patterning for a moment, then I need the Eidus to pattern me. I need the Koyach. The way I'm patterning myself for a moment is with this Eidus, and it requires the Koyach Eidus, so it's an Eidus on myself. Maybe here it doesn't even help that I had in some other way. In the Gemara Kiddushin, we're talking about a much lower problem. Chash Meshaker, Negev B'dover, in the sense of just the Chash Meshaker. So there, fine, I have a Gemara that Mika takes it off, and we can say different Nuschois. Again, maybe because Mali L'Shaker trumps Chash Meshaker, or because if I have another way to get out of it, that I'm not called a Negeya B'dover, so I'm a Chal on that, I'm just not called a Negeya B'dover to have a Chash Meshaker. But that's no riot over here. We're talking about where I want to use this Eidus to patter myself. The Eidus is pattering me for a moment. If the Eidus is pattering me for a moment, then I'm a Baldover. I'm a Baldover. If I'm a Baldover, who says that Miga takes that off? So what's Tosfos' Kasha in the first place? He says, you have a Migay. Maybe Migay doesn't work for that. Maybe if you're a Baldover, you're saying Eidus, and you're saying an Eidus, and the Eidus is patterning you for a moment. And it's the Koyach Eidus that's patterning you for a moment. It's not just you're using the Eidus to patter yourself for a moment. Maybe that makes you into Baldover. And if you're a Baldover, maybe Migay doesn't help for that. So what's the reason? The Tosfos, they ask the Kasha. You have a Migay. They don't actually, in the Kasha, they don't mention the Gemara Kiddushin. They just say Migay. What does that mean? The answer is, and this is what I think Rabbi Kreger Taka says, although again, I didn't see Rabbi Kreger inside. The answer is, that is, we can put an intermediate step. When Taisa says they have a Migay, the means to ask is, even to patter themselves, they don't need the Koyach Eidus. We've been assuming right now, though, you need the Koyach Eidus. You can't just tie that. If a Murakama says the only rent, you can't just say to him, it's not your house. What Nimon does he have to say? It's not your house. That's not called the Koyach Rekol. You already have to pay him. You need the Koyach Eidus to patter yourself in the Murakama. That's what we've been saying. That's a poshut. You have another way to patter yourself in the Murakama, with the Nimon Amiga. When the Murakama comes and says, when the Murakama comes and demands of the Seicher, let's say there's only one Seicher, the other one died like before. So there's one Seicher left, doesn't have any Koyach Eidus. Comes the Murakama, well, no, that won't work. But let's say they have to both be alive. So in this, okay, we're bringing back to life. They're both alive, the two Seicher. So now the Murakama comes and he says, where's the rent? So they say, we were here by Yom of Alayla, it's not your house. So we've been assuming, oh, you need some kind of emunah that you can't just tie that stamazeh. That's not like a regular label that says parati, it's just a kaifer akhar. You're saying something radical and new, that it's not, the Marakama, he's a Marakama. He has evidence that it is his house. You want to get out of paying the rent by saying it's not your house, so you need a nemonis to that. What nemonis do you have? Only the nemonis of Eidus. It's no, that's not true. You have a different nemonis. You have the nemonis of Migah. Migah is also a nemonis. Migah is a nemonis that works in Dinei Torah. The Seichim have a Migah. They can say to the Marakama, believe us that it's not your house. We should be believed that it's not your house. Because we hear by Yom Valayla, and it belongs to, that's evidence that belongs to Shimon, migay that we could say that we paid you the, that we paid you the rent. For themselves, it's a good migay. It's not a migay for Shimon, because they can't say for the selfish part. Believe us, the Edom are saying, the Seichim are saying, Reuben, we don't owe you the rent. You know why we don't owe you the rent? Because it's not your house. You know, where do they come off with such a taina? As a taina, that's nothing. They have to have an emunus. They have an emunus. Miga. Believe us that we don't owe you rent because it's not your house. Miga, that we can say we don't owe you rent because we paid you the rent. As far as they're concerned, that's a good miga. It would hardly do Shimon any good, this miga, because Shimon can't get that doesn't. For Shimon, you need Eidus, because you can't. As far as Shimon's concerned, you can't say believe them that the house is Shimon's, to give it to Shimon, migoy, that they could say that the house is Reuben's and they paid Reuben. What is that? What, that's not a migoy that helps Shimon at all. But as far as they're paying the rent is concerned, the house is going to be, the house, you need Eidus, they have to say this. But as far as theirs paying the rent is concerned, they have a pasha to migoy. They could say, believe us, Reuben, you're coming and paying the rent. We don't owe you the rent. We say we don't owe you the rent because we were here by Yom Yavul Island, it's not your house. Now, that entire, Shimon may lose that entire, but at least for us, believe us that it's not your house, we don't owe you the rent. Miga, that we can say, we paid you the rent. And therefore, we don't have to pay the rent. So, Mimela, let me just finish the thought. So, Mimela, that's a conventional Miga. A regular Miga, no, a regular conventional Miga. Once you say that, so now it comes out, they don't need the Koyachedus. Once they have a conventional Miga, they don't need the Koyachedus. Once they don't need the Koyach Eidus, so now the problem is, so then it goes back like to the Gemara Kiddushin. They're Noigim Adover, but not in the sense anymore of being the Baldin. Now they're just Noigim Adover in the regular conventional sense of that they have an agenda. They have a Chashma Shaker. For a Chashma Shaker, it actually says in the Gemara Kiddushin that Miga takes off a Chashma Shaker. Mela, I'm going to finish. I don't know if everybody's holding on. Okay, you'll go over it. You can look at Rav Nachum. You don't. Baruch Hashem, I was mechamen to Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum says the whole mahalach, so you can look in Chiddush Rav Nachum. He has the whole thing. But we'll end the last knetch is Mela's miyushu with the Teis Rosh. The Teis Rosh answers Mika betray Le'amina. The Gemara Kiddushin doesn't say Mika betray Le'amina. The Gemara Kiddushin is also Mika betray. What's going on? The answer is in the Gemara Kiddushin, we're just looking for a migoy that says to take off the chashma shaker. So Taisho says, even migoy betray is a problem in the nemonis of migoy. But to take off the chashma shaker, so that even migoy betray works. Because, well, you have a chashma shaker. They had another way to accomplish the same thing, so it takes off them. They're not noigim, maybe. If they had another way to accomplish the same thing, they're not noigim b'dava. If that doesn't have the din of migoy betray, lo yaminu. But in Agamar, you need the koyach and nemonis of migoy. Because if you don't have the koyach nemonis of migoy, then you have to come on to the edus and then the baledin. And if they're baledin, then you're up the creek without a paddle. So you have to first make them ois baledin. The only way to make them ois baledin is to say that they have a nemonis of migoy. Once they have a nemonis of migoy, then they're not going to be baledin. Then it's just a chash meshaker. For chash meshaker, then the migoy can take it off. So if they need the nemonis of migoy, then nevada is it in migoy betray lo yamino. For the nemonis of migoy betray lo yamino. Yeah, okay. At this point, I'm pretty sure that 90% of the is not along with the whole chashma, because it's a very, very hard chashma. I mean, I don't know if it's hard, it's not hard. Maybe I just made it too hard. But we'll stop here anyway and take a look at Rav Nachum. But to see how Rav Nachum says it. Maybe Rav Nachum says it clearer than I did. And also I'll put it in the notes. Yeah, we have to work it through.
Okay.
On that last point, I also thought to say that originally, but I thought there was a huge weakness in it. Because it's Ke'ilu, they're loaded that they never paid.
By second, it's a great addition.